Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app.
Get select varieties of Powerade or Body Armor Super Drinks for 79 cents each. Then get a 2-pound package of strawberries for $2.99 each, all with your card and a digital coupon.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In 1983, a fairy tale gets lost. I'm Jason Horton, and this is Strange Year. 1983 gave us Fraggle Rock and the Swatch Watch, but a disturbing Disney film made 1983 a strange year. Tim Burton's Hansel and Gretel, October 1983.
If you think I'm tasty and you want my body, come on, Hansel, take a bite.
I'm not eating anymore. You're disgusting.
I said take another bite.
From Edward Scissorhands to Beetlejuice to The Nightmare Before Christmas, the dark and magical world Tim Burton creates is iconic. However, his version of the classic Brothers Grimm tale of Hansel and Gretel and the unlikely pairing with the Disney Channel wasn't as well received as his future creations would be. Early in his career, Burton worked as an animator and artist for Disney. One creation born from that pairing was a live-action short film, and essentially his version of Hansel and Gretel. The bizarre retelling of the fairy tale would air only once, on October 31st, 1983. More on that after a word from today's sponsor. At a cost of $116,000 on 16mm film, Hansel and Gretel featured a cast of amateur Asian actors, complete with special effects, stop motion, and an avant-garde aesthetic. According to ScreenRant.com, the short is quite faithful to the original Brothers Grimm tale. Despite the odd quirks, like a kung fu battle between the title duo and the witch, who uses candy cane nunchucks, there's also a character called Dan Dan the Gingerbread Man, who sings an odd cover of Rod Stewart's Do You Think I'm Sexy and wants Hansel to eat him. The film was considered lost, and some question if it actually ever existed. Hansel and Gretel resurfaced at the Museum of Modern Art as part of a Tim Burton exhibition from November 22, 2009 to April 26, 2010. A 34-minute version of the film was uploaded to YouTube in 2014, although it's speculated that a 45-minute version exists as well. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll be back next time with another episode of Strange Year.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.